This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
For too long, people living with HIV have borne the brunt of expectation, responsibility, and blame when it comes to keeping the community safe from HIV. PrEP offers HIV-negative people the opportunity to take the responsibility for their own safety. DNR Curie spoke to the Institute of Many co-founder Nick Hollis to discuss the success of PrEP and ahead of PBAC's expected announcement, as well as the history of HIV awareness.
Cast a long dark shadow, does old HIV. So it really didn't come as much of a surprise when there was a lot of work that we had to do to help convince HIV at-risk populations and communities that PrEP worked and that they could put their faith in it. HIV, which is now a multi-generational, intergenerational, and multi-decade epidemic that has redefined, especially the identities of men who sex with men and gay and bisexual men. That's a lot of decades of hang-ups and anxiety and grief and trauma as well. I mean, when we talk about this, we can't ignore the fact that what people went through in the 80s and 90s, and many of those men are still around today. Informally, for many years, we've seen HIV-negative people be using the Truvada that was prescribed to POS people, and this is going back years, as a way of protecting themselves. And it's a great indication of the fact that the communities affected by HIV have always led the way on keeping themselves safe. So, we've been waiting. We were waiting for science and research to catch up with us, and now we've been waiting for governments and policymakers to catch up with us, and it looks like, fingers crossed, that we're almost there. It's done an incredible work, I would say, in a really concentrated part of Australia. And this is the really important point here, is that when we look beyond the bubble of our kind of inner city, urban, gay areas, and that's where we're seeing the highest amount of PrEP uptake happen, and that's where we're seeing the lowest rates of HIV transmission since records have been counted in some jurisdictions. So we know it works. We're seeing the impact that it's having, and it's that final piece of the puzzle.
Nick was quick to acknowledge, however, that until PrEP is fully accessible and understood, it will not be fully effective. While great results have been found in inner-city gay and bisexual male populations, there are many more who will benefit from PrEP awareness and access via the PBS in Australia.
Unfortunately, that now needs to go all around the country. We do have trials in most states and territories, but, we don't have any trials happening in Northern Territory. We don't have PrEP uptake being anywhere near the same rates for rural, remote and regional areas of Australia than it is, in inner cities. And that's really where we need to be paying attention, because, we're seeing HIV rates start to go up and up and up in rural, remote and regional areas, especially in First Nations communities, while we're seeing it go down or at least plateau in other parts of the country. So the only way PrEP's really going to be effective is if we can get it in the hands of everyone who needs it. So that's why this PBS thing is so essential. What's really fascinating about what's been happening with PrEP is that, HIV-negative people seeking out PrEP have been sharing stories that they find shocking or upsetting or concerning. And these are the sort of things that HIV-positive people have been dealing with throughout the entire history of the epidemic. So it's actually been a really valuable way to share stories and connect and to bridge that zero divide. In Australia, as I said before, we're seeing increases in populations beyond just men who have sex with men, gay and bisexual men. So it's really, really necessary. We're seeing HIV prevalence rates and lower testing rates and late diagnoses happen in other communities. Women are far more likely to be diagnosed later with HIV. And that's a big problem for their ongoing health. And it's a problem for trying to keep the rest of the community safe. So I really, really hope so. I really hope that announcements like this, keeps prodding that conversation Australia-wide around HIV, because we're all still here and we still need to be talked about.
TIM, the Institute of Many, is Australia's largest grassroots movement for people living with HIV. Nick and TIM hopes that the zero divide between HIV positive and HIV negative people diminishes, and that through education and treatment options, sees the reduction of an unnecessary stigma of people living with HIV.
Unfortunately, you know, it is a constant process of re-educating absolutely everyone. That's, you know, that's the person that's on the other side of the app to you that you're chatting with, all the way through to your, you know, medical researchers, nurses and doctors.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.